hurt is as human as to breathe. Nevertheless, we wizards seem particularly prone to the idea that we can bend the nature of existence to our will. The young warlock, note 2.
The term warlock is a very old one. Although it is sometimes used as interchangeable with wizard, it originally denoted one learned in dueling and all martial magic. It was also given as a title to wizards who had performed feats of bravery, rather as muggles were sometimes knighted for acts of valour. By calling the young wizard in this story a warlock, Beadle indicates that he has already been recognised as especially skilful at offensive magic. These days, wizards use warlock in one of two ways, to describe a wizard of unusually fierce appearance, or as a title denoting particular skill or achievement. Thus, Dumbledore himself was chief warlock of the Wizengamot. J.K.R.
In this story, for instance, decides that falling in love would adversely affect his comfort and security. He sees love as a humiliation, a weakness, a drain on a person's emotional and material resources. Of course, the centuries-old trade in love potions shows that our fictional wizard is hardly alone in seeking to control the unpredictable course of love. The search for a true love potion, note 3, Hector Dagworth Granger, founder of the most extraordinary society of potioneers, explains, "Powerful infatuations can be induced by the skillful potioneer, but never yet has anyone managed to create the truly unbreakable, eternal, unconditional attachment that alone can be called love." Continues to this day. But no such elixir has yet been created, and leading potioneers doubt that it is possible. The hero in this tale, however, is not even interested in a simulacrum of love that he can create or destroy at will. He wants to remain forever uninfected by what he regards as a kind of sickness, and, therefore, performs a piece of dark magic that would not be possible outside a storybook. He locks away his own heart.